22 minutes past six, a special memorial avenue has been constructed in Samford to commemorate the upcoming Anzac centenary. The Avenue of Honour comprises a 700-metre walkway, alongside which 20 large hoop pines have been planted to honour the 20 local servicemen killed in both World Wars and the Korean War. Another 80 smaller trees will bring the total number of trees to 100, representing the centenary. But wait, there's more. A memorial being constructed at the avenue's highest point, and the last of the pillars is being erected this morning. Our Samford-based community correspondent, Rose Lane, is there live. Morning, Rose.
Good morning, Spencer. We've got a lovely morning here in Samford. It's a bit cloudy, cool breeze, but very nice. And I'm here with Mark O'Reill, who is the project manager for this. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Spencer.
And what can you tell us about this project, Mark?
Well, this project that we have here in Samford has been ongoing now for just over 3 years. We've had a group of seven people come together from various groups within the Samford community. We've got members from the Rotary, from the Lions Club, from the Moreton Bay Regional Council, the Samford RSL sub-branch. We also have an arborist and an artisan on board who attends all our meetings and have been an intricate part of all of the planning this beautiful project here in Samford.
And you've got several pillars have already gone up here, and you've got how many more to come? Four, six?
We've done half yesterday and the other half we put in today with the park benches.
And can you describe the significance of these pillars, what they represent?
What I'll do is I'll speak to our artisan, Jamie McLean, and he will give you an explanation of what they mean and how they represent for the Rising Sun Badge.
Okay, Jamie.
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Spencer. When I was first asked to design the project, one of the strong elements of the Avenue of Honour were the 20 hoop pine trees that have gone in to commemorate the 20 fallen from the district, and I reflected that in using 20 columns in the design of the memorial. And the layout of those columns also reflects the layout of the Rising Sun Badge, which was the Australian Imperial Forces badge in the First World War and has become the Army badge.
Right. And you've got 80 other trees planted here. What sort of trees are those?
There's various. There's three generally major species. We've got the flame trees. We've got some ashes, and the third one just escapes me. The bottle tree.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So the pathway it winds down through the parkland. It was a bit of a stark looking path before, but now we've got all these beautiful trees in place. And as they grow up, it's going to be lovely. So what's going to happen on Anzac Day here?
Well, on Anzac Day, we'll be commencing down towards the soccer ground and marching up the meandering pathway to Burton Lane at the peak of the hill. This is where the memorial is as we are standing here right now. And that's where the ceremony, the dedication and the opening will be done on Anzac Day, as well as the Anzac Day memorial service will be conducted here. From there, people can walk along the pathway, have a look at the memorial plaques that have been put into situ now with people who have passed from family and loved ones and friends. And those people have purchased those plaques for the pathway and they can do their own solemn honouring of that on that particular day. At the end of the service, then we can move down and meander to the soccer grounds where there'll be food and drinks for the public.
Right. And there's three benches going in here too, and they'll have memorial plaques on them, or the ode.
Yes, the three benches have been purchased by various organisations from the Samford community. The Samford Rural Fire Brigade has purchased one, the Bendigo Bank has purchased one, and also the Lions Club of Samford has purchased one. On the park benches themselves, where people can sit and reflect, will be parts of the ode covering those three park benches along the pathway. Also, the sponsor's name will be placed on the front of the park bench with also the people who have purchased the 20 hoop pines.
And why did you think it was important to erect this sort of memorial in Sanford?
This particular memorial for Sanford is important because I firmly believe that the community groups within this particular area are close and they're a giving group of people. And for somewhere along the pathway where people can sit and reflect, walk along, it's very important that you bring a community together. And I think from my experience, the best way to happiness is actually to make other people happy. So, and you see people walking along here every day and they're very, very happy.
Yes, you did see people using this space a lot, even before the trees went in.
All right, Rose. We've got to run to the news, Rose. Anything else to report from there?
Anything else to add?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a fantastic project. It's a major regional monument, really. It commemorates the 100th year of the Anzac landing, and so that in a sense of being a centenary and being able to open this magnificent space, it's a beautiful site. People should really come and have a look because it's an absolutely glorious site, and it's been a fantastic project to be involved with.
Okay, thanks, Shane. Yeah, it's only going to improve with AIDS, Spencer.
Good stuff, and it's completed today. The final pillar's going in today. Yes. 3 years in the making, and this sort of thing's happening all over the place, of course, as part of the centenary of yes. Gallipoli. Thank you, Rose.
Well worth coming out to see. Thanks, Spencer.
Rose Lane, our Sanford community correspondent.